USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden was out on the road again on Friday. He was talking up his economic plans. While in Virginia, he also spoke about the progress with the pandemic.
Deaths have dropped by over 85%. Tens of thousands of moms and dads, grandpops and grandmas, brothers, sisters, neighbors, friends are still with us today who would otherwise have been lost.
He was also in Virginia speaking to members of the military at Joint Base Langley Eustis. He called them the 1% defending 99% of everyone else. Senate Democrats are also criticizing Republicans who used the filibuster on Friday to block the establishment of a commission to investigate the riot at the Capitol. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Shame on the Republican Party for trying to sweep the horrors of that day under the rug because they're afraid of Donald Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The White House announced sanctions on Belarus and a warning not to travel to the country over a diverted civilian Ryanair flight. The Lukashenko regime in Belarus forced the commercial jet headed from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk on Sunday and arrested Belarusian journalist Roman Protasevich upon landing. Aviation authorities in Belarus said the flight was diverted to Minsk due to a bomb threat, but the White House said the plane was diverted over false pretenses. The U.S. State Department also issued a Level 4 Do Not Travel warning, urging U.S. citizens to not go to Belarus. The FAA has also warned passenger carriers to exercise extreme caution when flying in Belarusian airspace. The U.S. is also reimposing sanctions against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises, which will block U.S. citizens from engaging in transactions with these entities. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been working with European counterparts to investigate the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Police are still looking for a suspect in a shooting incident which happened alongside a Los Angeles freeway. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Last week, a 6-year-old boy was shot and killed during an apparent road rage incident in Orange County, California, and the gunman remains at large. Aiden Leos was sitting in a booster seat in the back seat when he was struck by gunfire on the northbound 55 around 8:10 a.m. Pacific. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer on Fox News says they will move heaven and earth to find the culprit.
Let me make something very clear. I introduced myself to this male and female who were in that Volkswagen yesterday. It was my first public statement. And I said, my name's Todd Spitzer. I'm the district attorney of Orange County, California. I'm not the district attorney of L.A. County or the district attorney of San Francisco. You did your crime in the wrong county, and now you're going to have to face me. I am not one of these woke DAs who just looks the other way on these serious crimes and actually thinks that the shooter is a victim. These people killed a young person in cold blood.
Mr. Spitzer says they're looking for an unusual car for Southern California. It's a white Volkswagen that appears to look like a station wagon. It has a sunroof. A man and a woman were in the car at the time of the shooting. To report something or turn in dash cam video from the 55 freeway on Friday, May 21st, call 1-800-TEL-CHP. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.